Welcome to the Children's, Families, and Relationship Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Ms. Linda Larson-Schlitz. Linda, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you so much, Tanya, and I really appreciate these opportunities to spread the message to the world, and that's what it's all about. It's about leaving a legacy, because we all are on this earth for a purpose, and that purpose is to help other people figure out their purpose and how they can leave their legacy. And, you know, we thought about legacies as being about money, and it can be that too, but it's more about our lives. And many of us, we all have been through challenges in our lives that have caused us difficulty, that have been hard, that have been painful. It may be abuse, it may be alcohol or drugs, or getting hit by a car, getting hit by a drunk driver, a murder that's happened in the family, losing someone, having your pet die. There's so many things that we have been through. Every day we go through things that are challenging. And whatever those things are, if you're listening to this, you have survived them. And that in and of itself is exactly what your legacy is. I believe that we have all been put on this earth for a purpose. I believe that God has created each and every one of us with such incredible, incredible uniqueness and skills, abilities, looks, interests, passions. Everything about us is different. There is no one that has ever come before us or who will ever come after us that have exactly what we have, especially our experiences. No one can have the experience that you and I have. We are all in a different place at a different time doing something different. I could be kicking back watching TV right now with my bowl of mint ice cream like I was doing yesterday against my better judgment, but I am choosing to be here right now to leave this legacy because I know there is someone somewhere at some point, and it may not be till 20 years down the road, that someone's listening to this and will decide not to kill themselves today. Every one of us has been in those circumstances where we have impacted someone that may have otherwise gotten in a car and been killed in a drunk driving accident, gotten depressed and taken pills, not gotten to the hospital in time, not had that CPR performed on us. If you think about it, folks, you have made a difference in this world, and a good difference. Now, a lot of us have made some wrong turns along the line. We all have. We all have fallen short of what God really intended us to be, which is always loving and kind and, you know, making good choices and doing the right things. But that's not realistic. You know, we're all also born with that other side of us that is always trying to get us to go a different direction. But if we realize that purpose, thank God, that we have this unique purpose that we alone are set to do. I call it the faucet of hope. And that's why my organization is called Faucet of Hope. I have a business collaborative. I have various things that I do in the process of that. But the faucet of hope is that we are vessels. We are merely instruments to a bigger picture of I believe, a loving God who is there to help you, is there to make this legacy leaving possible, to guide you and direct you in the way that you should go, and to give you the help that you need to overcome these obstacles and tragedies that you might be going through in your life, or the addictions that you may be facing, which is a huge problem worldwide. And it's not just alcohol and drugs. It's food. It's sex addiction. It's gambling. It could be other people. It could be work. It could be so many other things, shopping. We have this negative thing that is just a natural part of us, and we a lot of times will get caught up in these issues and try to cope in ways that aren't positive for us. But if we could just realize that purpose, realize that if we just open ourselves up to let that higher power, as they say in the 12-step program, be working through us, that goodness that we have, that problem-solving, overcoming, survival ability that we have could be offered to other people. Now, the other thing about the faucet of hope is that if you've ever been thirsty, well, duh, we all have, you know, it doesn't matter. I grew up on a farm in central Wisconsin. Many times when I was out farming in the summertime, baling hay, doing that hard, heavy labor, it made you thirsty. And so you'd come back from being out in the field, and you always had a hose because you had to feed the cows, and you'd put the hose in the tank. Well, sometimes the hose would be laying in the manure pile, and maybe drinking out of the same tank that the cows did looked better. The point is, I got a drink of water, and it didn't kill me. It wasn't the best, and maybe it, you know, did have some germs in it, but I survived by drinking from something that wasn't perfect. Nothing's perfect. But that is you and I in our life when we have messed up with alcohol or drugs, or somebody else has messed up and caused us grief. It may be a family member who is drinking or using up all our money. It may be people who have lost their jobs. It may be people who end up in jail and aren't there for their families. It may be people who are driving under the influence and have killed somebody or hurt someone, and everybody is affected in negative ways. But those things can be used for the good. They can be used to help someone else and prevent them from doing the same dumb things that we do. Sometimes it's not about being dumb. Sometimes it's about being impulsive, because like me, I have attention deficit disorder as well as being a recovering alcoholic and drug addict. And I get impulsive, and sometimes things come out of my mouth like did last night, and you say things that upset people. You push the send button before you've read over that email or that text, and then you wish you could take it back and you can't. Those are the kinds of things. Sometimes that impulsivity is getting behind the wheel if you're under the influence or not paying attention or talking on your cell phone when you're driving. These are things that literally can cause major damage. But those things, if we are willing to share our experience, our strength, our hope that we have found in life to get to where we are, give yourself credit. You are where you are. You are on this phone call. For some reason, it attracted you, and you decided you wanted to learn something, get something out of it. If you're here just supporting me, that I appreciate that. That's a good decision. And you're going to learn something that you can pass on to someone else. If you don't feel you've got anything to offer the world, at least tell them what I'm telling you and pass it on. That may be your role in life. That may be your goal, is to support other people who do have that big mouth and willingness to go out and share and speak and do stuff like this. You may just be, not just, you may be a support person. You may be that behind-the-scenes person that make it happen. My doctor told me when I was first diagnosed with ADD that only 20% of my problem with being hyperactive and inattentive and unproductive and disorganized was going to be solved by my medication. The other 80% was going to have to come from me learning new strategies or getting people, support people who could help me in that process. And so that's what I've been working on. I don't have enough of them. So if there are those listening out there who are support people who want a purpose in life, you know that's your purpose and you don't know how to do it and you can't get a job or you don't want a job or you're sitting home disabled, please get in touch with me. That's kind of what Jason Breitenfeld has become for me. Now, my process of recovery, I was kind of a raging alcoholic and drug addict in the 70s. I had made a lot of bad choices in my life that I horribly regretted, and I decided I was going to kill myself. And it was at that point that a 16-year-old girl told me that God had a better plan for my life. Because I was unique and special, if I would just surrender my yucky life and my messed up life, he could make something good out of it, and he could use me in a positive way. I did that in September of 1976. I finally said, God, I've had it. I'm done. There's what else can I do? I've tried to quit. I can't. And help me. Make me sick at the thought of this alcohol and drug problem that I've got and all the other things I was doing. And a miraculous thing happened. I can't explain it. It just happened, and he gave me sign after sign after sign that he was with me, including the fact that I said make me sick at the thought of it, and I could not drink or use after that, even if I would have wanted to, but I didn't want to for many, many years before it became a problem again for me. That's another long story, so you'll have to read my book. Or sign up on my website, and I'll tell you the rest of the story because it is pretty interesting. But actually, if you're on this call, before I forget, you can go to my website, sign up, and you'll get a copy of my book. But back to the story, I had this miraculous change, and for the last 39 years have been walking a path of trying to help other people change. Now, several years ago, when I was working at the Job Center for the state of Wisconsin as a counselor, I went back to school and shockingly got a degree because I wasn't good in high school. My ADD was way too much of an issue. But I had somebody believe in me, encouraged me, and I went back to school, graduated with a 3.7 grade point average from grad school. You know, go figure. I didn't even get on the B honor more than a couple times in my whole high school career. But that's the miracle of partnering and collaboration and having support people that can help you, believe in you, get you to that point where you can do things that you never dreamed possible. Back to my story on Jason. Jason was one of my interns. He was working on his second degree. He had a degree already in criminal justice, an associate degree, and now he was going into the human services field. So he came to be my intern at the Job Center. And he was very bright and very willing and motivated, and he learned one of these programs that we did. It was called WIS Careers, and it helped people to figure out their what they wanted to do in life, basically. It did an assessment, and it was very helpful. Jason just ran with that thing and ended up actually getting a job from WIS Careers and went around teaching schools and students how to use this program. It was just a particular program that he learned. Well, I've kind of been following all my previous students and interns that I worked with on Facebook, and Jason had a horrible accident 2 years ago, and he was hit by a drunk driver. It was a very bad situation. Miraculous miraculous that he walked away from that. Well, he didn't walk away. His legs were completely mangled. He had to have hip replacements. And we've got his story on his website now and on YouTube. But nevertheless, it was a miracle. When I talked with Jason in June and said, Jason, you know, you've got a legacy to leave because I finally figured out my purpose and what my online business is about, and it is about helping people turn their lives around and leave a legacy, a positive, that you can get paid for, that there's income generating things that go with it. So if you're listening and you're unemployed, you're disabled, you don't know what to do with your life, you're retired, you are not done. Wherever you are not done. There is no such thing in retirement as long as you're kicking, because every day of your life, you are leaving a legacy, be it good, be it bad, be it productive, be it not. Whatever it is, you're leaving it. So make it good. Make it good. We all have a book. We have volumes of books, like our previous speaker talked about. And she talked about that whole thing with creating your own job. That is real. There isn't stability. I'm a career counselor. There's no stability in the world, in the job market these days. But there's stability in your story, because your story is your story. Nobody can duplicate it. Nobody can compete with you. Nobody can write anything like you have written. And what I've learned since I got back involved with Jason and offered him an opportunity to make a legacy out of this, which he was already trying to do, I have realized that his story, my training programs aren't holding a candle to Jason's story, because it's his story. And so that's why, in part, I'm sharing more of my story again, just because there's nothing like it out there. Nobody's got a story like mine. I've been through things that a lot of people haven't. Jason has, since June, he didn't know internet. I mean, he knew Facebook, but he didn't know any of this technology. He didn't know website. He didn't know any of these things. And since June, you got to go check out his website, Jason Breitenfeld, Breitenfeld.com. Amazing what he has done since June, working in my membership program. Because he's got the full load, and because I don't have a whole bunch of people, I'm just launching this. He's gotten a lot of undivided time, but now we are partnering to develop a summit for 3 days with worldwide experts on alcohol and drug prevention, drunk driving issues, both on both sides of the fence, and it is just amazing how far we have come in this short period of time. And we would welcome anybody else listening to get involved. I just put a new form on my website. If you want to be involved with this on a worldwide basis, please sign up. There's room for everybody. We really want to make a difference. But that's my point. You have to use your life experiences and look at them differently. My second point is, you're irreplaceable. Nobody's got your story. Nobody can do what you can do. Nobody has the impact on the people that you are meeting today that nobody else is meeting with the same experience. And maybe that one thing that, you know what, I had that same experience and here's how I dealt with it. I know how you're feeling. Let me help you through this. It may just be that, and you can offer them hope. And that's what the hope, the help, opportunity, the praise and encouragement is. That's my definition of hope. But, bottom line, you need to get honest with yourself. That's my third point. You need to get honest with yourself and accept that you do have a purpose out there. And it's not about you. It's about you in the sense that it's your story, and it's what you've been created to be and do, and your gifts and your talents and your abilities and the things you love to do That's what you should be able to be doing to leave your legacy. And it doesn't mean you're going to be a speaker. It may mean that you're going to be changing tires for somebody. That's a legacy too, how you treat people and what you do. But you still have a personal life. You still have a path that got you there that somebody else could benefit from. So those things would really help you as well to get honest with yourself. And if you're someone stuck in the alcohol and drug or any other kind of addiction, or maybe you're sitting on your pity pot because you were one of those people like Jason who was hit by a drunk driver or had some horrible thing happen to you. You were sexually abused. You were beaten. You got, you know, some other terrible thing. Your friend, like my friend, was murdered. These are terrible things. You can either sit in depression and hurt and frustration and anger and do bad things to yourself and other people, or you can turn it around and make a difference to the rest of the world like Jason's doing, because that's what makes the difference. That's what the hope becomes, is when someone else hears that there is hope, that somebody else survived this bad situation. Somebody else figured it out. Somebody else did something they didn't think they could do, and now here they are. That's why I'm kind of putting Jason up as my poster child, because he has just taken this thing and ran with it. And I tell you, got more hits off the video that we did on my Faucet of Hope show than all of mine put together within the first 24 hours. So that can be you. That can be you. And the Faucet of Hope Business Collaborative is what I've developed to help anybody develop a new business like this. So I am so excited, because this sadness, the grief, the anger, the despair, all of these things can be turned into things like peace and patience and love and kindness to give other people that hope that they need. And it can come from you, and you can get paid for it by writing books, by doing these kinds of seminars. And you don't have, I'm sitting in my kitchen talking into the phone, just like I'm having a conversation with anybody. My hands are going and it drives people crazy watching me. But you can do that too. You can call me up, or I can call you up, and we can have a conversation. And guess what? That becomes your teleseminar that now becomes your legacy, that becomes your income generating opportunity. It's not that hard, folks, and you can do it because you're worth it. You are worth getting paid for what you, for who you are. A workman's worthy of his hire. You know, God doesn't have a problem with people getting paid for what he created them to do. That's what it's about. He created us to do things and to be laborers. But people get caught up in the money thing, and they go get a job that they hate because they need to make money, because they don't believe or they don't know how to do the thing they love to do and get paid for it. So I don't care if you're sitting at home knitting and crocheting or doing counted cross stitch, my Faucet of Hope store is going to host all of that stuff. And it'll give people a venue to put their things out that they're trying to sell to Uncle Joey and Aunt Susie because they don't know what to do with all this stuff. And they just get frustrated and think all they can do is to do it in their spare time, or, you know, when they have nothing better to do, or on the weekends after they've worked a 50-hour week. No, you can be doing what you love to do every day. Jason is now, we both are working with Zulon Press, X-U-L-O-N, Zulon Press, wonderful company. They write, they publish Christian books. They have got an incredible deal going now till the end of this month. And Jason has already got his book on the road here. He is offered chapter one for people who sign up for some of our webinars, so that you can get a sneak peek on it. He's got a phenomenal blog post. Now he's making videos from all the videos that we've done. And you can do that too. So my point, folks, is that you can leave this legacy. You can also get a free excerpt from my Ditzy Blonde Faucet book if you go to my website and sign up for our recovery information and newsletter that Jason and I will be sending you. And then get involved in our summit that we're looking at having in December. It's going to be 3 days. I've already contacted Jeff from Intervention, the show Intervention from A&E. He's from my neck of the woods, actually, and also contacted Ron Potter Efron, the author of Letting Go of Shame that sold over 1 million copies. And I am interested in getting a lot more people involved in this. So please, think about leaving your legacy. Think about letting me help you. I've got 3 different 8-week courses to help you figure out how to do this. I'm still setting up my website because I revamped it, but please consider joining us so I can help you to overcome these addictions, these issues that you have, because whatever it is, there's a plan for your life, and it's a good plan. So please go to my website, Linda Larson with an O, Schlitz like the beer, I run for a recovering alcoholic, .com, Linda, Linda, Larson, Schlitz, .com. And Jason and I will hook up with you, or go to Jason's website as well. We're promoting each other, so whichever one you go to, you'll be able to catch up to the rest of us. But we're offering this new things together, so sign up and you'll be able to hook up with us. So thanks, Tanya. Back to you.